This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, December 12th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, Rob Cantor invites us to an annual bird count in Champaign County in the latest environmental almanac and a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana. But first, today's news. Champaign's school board heard from backers of a new charter school proposal at a public hearing last night. If approved, the publicly funded by independently run grade school will focus on boys who are struggling in conventional classrooms. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
Andrea Carter, a teacher at Dr. Howard Elementary School, is one of the organizers for the proposed all-male elementary charter school for boys who are struggling academically. Supporters testified that they hoped the charter school would help their kids where the Unit 4 school system had failed. But board member Arlene Blank raised questions about funding, staff salaries, and curriculum for the charter school, leading to this exchange with Carter.
This curriculum proposal is not that much different than what the Unit 4 and you yourself should
teach. Well, I teach the same curriculum that the other teachers teach, and I'm still more successful. So it doesn't matter about what the curriculum says. It's who was in that classroom. That's what matters. And how that teacher is making those children feel about learning. That's what matters, Ms. Blanks.
As things got more heated, school board president Margie Skirvin proposed that the board submit their questions to the charter school organizers in writing. She said the board will look at the issue again next month. Illinois law requires a decision on the charter school proposal in 30 days. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
After months of negotiations with the governor's office, one of the state's largest utilities has agreed to make drastic cuts in mercury, smog, and soot from its coal-fired plants. Midwest Generation had been the last holdout to agree to the state's mercury standards. St. Louis-based Ameren and Houston-based Dynegy agreed to the rules in August. Under the deal, Midwest Generation will control mercury emissions by 2009, nitrogen oxide by 2012, and sulfur dioxide by 2018. The cuts go beyond federal regulations. Company officials also said three of its six plants could be closed if their cleanup proves to be too expensive. Those plants are in the far northern community of Waukegan and in the Chicago neighborhoods of Pilsen and Little Village. The president of Ameren's Illinois operations maintains the company did all it could after the recent ice storm to restore power, but he says the company may look into making some changes in the future. Amanda Venicky reports.
Thousands of customers were without electricity for more than a week. Ameren President Scott Sissel says he knows that it must have been frustrating. Still, he continues to say that the company did its best to get the lights and heat back on. And while Sissel says there's no silver bullet, he admits there may be room for improvement.
Things we could do better would be possibly if we anticipate a major storm approaching our service territory. Maybe we should go, to a certain degree, and pre-stage some employees.
That would involve having crews pre-positioned in areas forecast to have bad weather. It would avoid crews having to drive long distances on icy highways, which Ameren says caused delays this time around. Sissel says company executives will meet Thursday to review their response to the storm. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Jurors are set to begin their fifth day of deliberations this morning in the trial of a Central Illinois woman accused of helping to kill her three children. Amanda Hamm faces up to life in prison if she's convicted of first-degree murder in the 2003 drownings of the children. But jurors also have the option of convicting her of a lesser charge, child endangerment. The sentence for that charge ranges from probation to up to 20 years in prison. Macon County jurors have already deliberated for 24 hours since last Wednesday. Prosecutors allege Hamm and her then-boyfriend, Maurice Legrone Jr., sank a car in Clinton Lake, killing her kids. Legrone was convicted of murder in April and is serving life in prison. A Michigan teen has died after being struck by a car in rural Champaign County last night. 17-year-old Eric Tremblay of Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, was pronounced dead at the scene, State Route 136 in Rantoul Township. State police and the Champaign County Coroner's Office continued to investigate the accident. Illinois' Attorney General's Office says it will make sure legal fees in a lawsuit the state lost will get paid. Federal Judge Matthew Kennelly yesterday ordered Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich and the Attorney General to to tell him by next Monday how and when they will pay legal costs and the lawsuit over violent video games. Kennelly warned the government that, quote, the time for waffling has passed. He ordered the fees paid in August. The state owes nearly $520,000 with interest to video game industry representatives. They sued over Blagojevich's law that banned the sale of violent or sexually explicit video games to minors. The law was ruled unconstitutional last December. A report released Monday says Illinois' employment grew at the highest rate in a decade, although the state continued to lose higher-paying jobs. Between July 2005 and July 2006, the state's total employment increased by 2.2%, greater than the national rate of 1.9%. That's also better than the average rate of four other Midwestern states: Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, and Wisconsin. Illinois added 135,000 new jobs, mostly in the hospitality sector. At the same time, there were nearly 11,000 fewer jobs within the information and manufacturing sectors, which usually have the highest pay. The report analyzed data from the Census, the Illinois Department of Employment Security, and the Bureau of Labor Statistics. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Foster. And now Rob Cantor has the latest edition of the Environmental Almanac.
On Saturday, December 16th, the Champaign County Audubon Society will conduct its annual Christmas Bird Count, an event that provides birders of varying abilities an opportunity to contribute to scientific efforts that track trends in bird populations over time. The local count is part of a national effort that dates back to 1900, when a Christmas count was conceived of as an alternative to the tradition of the holiday side hunt, in which teams competed to see who could shoot the greatest quantity of birds in a day. 27 people participated in that first count, and they tallied 90 species of birds. In contrast, recent years have seen upwards of 50,000 people participating in the Christmas bird count, species totals of more than 600, and total numbers of birds counted around 75 million. Some volunteers participate in the field, where they follow a specific route within the designated count circle, making note of every bird they see or hear for as much of the day as possible. Other volunteers, who live within a count circle, can participate by keeping track of the birds that visit their yards on the day of the count. The idea is to record not only how many species are observed, but also roughly how many individuals of each species are present on the count day. Given the variability in the way individual counts are conducted, the information gathered from the Christmas bird count is most useful for assessing general trends in populations of wintering birds over time, and short-term fluctuations in data are expected. Among the 39 people who participated in the Champaign County count last year, we observed more than 11,000 birds, with at least one individual from 68 different species. For me, highlights of the day included seeing a northern goshawk chase pheasants in the restored prairie at Meadowbrook Park, and catching sight of a peregrine falcon as it rode the afternoon wind. But the count is just as much about keeping tabs on the smaller birds that come down from northern states and Canada to enjoy the central Illinois winter with us: dark-eyed juncos, American tree sparrows, purple finches, and the like. If you are interested in participating in this year's Christmas bird count in Champaign County, you can find contact information at the Environmental Almanac website, but here are the basics. The count takes place on Saturday, December 16th. Some volunteers are needed to help count birds in the field for whatever part of the day they are available. Less experienced volunteers will be teamed up with veterans, so there's no need to hang back if you're unsure of your bird identification skills. Volunteers are also needed to count birds at their feeders, but only if they live within the count circle, which encompasses an area roughly from Busey Woods in Urbana to Homer Lake. The count coordinator will gladly help you determine whether or not you live in the circle. At the end of the day, all participants are welcome to a chili potluck, where the lists of birds observed will be compiled. Now, I realize that the busyness of the holiday season can leave people feeling short of time, and that counting birds in December isn't for everyone. But for those who do participate, the Christmas bird count can be a great way to enjoy nature and give something back at the same time.
Rob Cantor is a writer with the UIUC Environmental Council. To find out more about Environmental Almanac or listen to it again, follow the links on our website. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the UIUC School of Architecture. Occasional showers, isolated thunderstorms in today's forecast. Showers likely and isolated thunderstorms this afternoon as well, with highs around 55 degrees. The chance of precipitation, 100%. Cloudy skies forecast for tonight, a 30% chance of showers in the evening, with a low of 38 degrees, and partly sunny tomorrow with a high around 48. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, December 12th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.